something good in breaking down and begging someone to stay. There's something good in saying things that only desperate men say. Like, take me back. Touch her body, 'cause it's the last time. Try to breathe it in. Feel the sadness, feel the longing, feel it all in. And feel her drift away like leaves on.
Thought they should. Anna and Elizabeth on Roots and Berries with Oh My My from their album Sun to Sun. Played Anna and Elizabeth partly because they're fantastic and I love them, but also because they were the first time that I saw what's called a cranky in for real life. And the East Vancouver Old Hill had some family programming that involves a cranky. And what that is an old storytelling form where a scroll is illustrated and wound around two spools and then hand cranked while the story is told, and it can be accompanied by either just a spoken narrative or a tune or a combination of the two things. And when I saw Anna and Elizabeth play at the St. James Hall as part of the Rogue Folk Club's offer a year or so ago, they had a beautiful cranky that they had made and sang a ballad too and told this lovely story. So if you're looking for something that's really cool, family friendly, and something that you can even make at home on a big scale or a large scale, check out the Cranky Workshop and just have a look and see how it's done. There's also all kinds of information on the old interweb on how you can make your own cranky. Before Anna and Elizabeth, we heard Fish and Bird off an album that has potentially the greatest and longest of any album ever, which is Every Whisper is a Shout Across the Void, and a track called Something Good. We also we started that set with Kelly Marie Martin, and she's playing the East Van Old Time Social this weekend, Friday and Saturday, down in Strathkidout. Okay, I am going to play you an announcement, and then I will be back with my new favorite artist.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In surveys, many people say they're willing to spend more money for products that are good for the earth.
Wherever you ask them, in Europe, in the US, in Brazil, all around the world, citizens say, yes, we want more sustainable companies. We are ready to make sustainable consumption choices.
But Alexandra Palt of the cosmetics company L'Oreal says that when they're shopping, people often do not follow through.
When you go to the department store to buy a lipstick, a beauty product, you kind of do that with another part of your brain, which is the pleasure part.
Part of the reason is that making smart environmental decisions is sometimes viewed as a sacrifice rather than a pleasure. She hopes that companies in the beauty industry change that perception, both by improving their environmental practices and by marketing their sustainable products as luxurious and indulgent.
Sustainable products are at least as desirable, as beautiful, as glamorous as our non-sustainable products. They have to be even more. And so the narrative has to be positive. The world we are heading to, if it is a sustainable world, it's going to be beautiful.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
All right, you're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name's Robin, and this is my favorite point in the show today, where I unveiled to you the record from Amy, who is, and I quote here off the little sticker that came on the CD. She's a conduit of voices from the past, reverentially channeling the sounds of Depression-era blues and mountain music through the raw reality of an Albertan feminist. Well, I didn't even have to listen to this record to know that I love this woman. She is smart and sassy and has a beautiful, scratchy sort of voice that is akin to Karen Dalton, who we're going to hear following Amy Nelson. So enjoy these two wonderful women. Thank you. Katie Kruel from Karen Dalton's album In My Own Time. As I mentioned at the top of the show, or near the top of the show, the Doxa Festival, which is the documentary festival that happens here in Vancouver, I believe it starts next weekend, May the 2nd, is playing a documentary about Karen Dalton called A Bright Light, Karen and the Process. She was very predominant here in the 60s Greenwich Village music scene, and a muse for Bob Dylan, who once earnestly called her, quote unquote, his favorite singer. Unfortunately, according to the Georgia Strait reviewer, the documentary itself doesn't get a fantastically rave review, thinking that there should have been a lot more focus on Karen Dalton herself, because her music is really mesmerizing and had such an influence on so many we talk about and think about as movers and shakers in the roots and folk music scenes. So there you go. It's playing twice at the Cinematheque, May 3rd and May 11th. I put it in my calendar. We'll see what happens. Karen Dalton. You're listening to Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from the top of Burnaby Mountain. And I feel like this show has been a lot of talky-talky today. I've had quite a bit to share with you in terms of the festival and the documentary, but we're going to end with nothing but music here. This woman I stumbled across this week as well. I, as a staff person here, I receive a lot of publicity for bands, a lot of which don't interest me that much, but this particular one really did. The artist's name is Esther Pennell, and she is a Mi'kmaq woman, banjo player, and has just released an album called Into the Wild. And we are going to hear Into the Wild, which is the title track. Enjoy Esther Pennell.
for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 9.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Fraser, Campus Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting on the unceded Coast Salish territories at the top of the mountain where Simon Fraser University Camp Radio. This is Jen LaFranc, and my show is On the Tracks. I'll be on the air for the next couple of hours, so stay with me if you can. And with that being said, I'm going to start this first set of music off with Ron Sexsmith off of Forever Endeavor. This is Deepens with Time.
I hear my mother's voice calling me home across the field so long ago. It's stirring, it deepens with time.